listening to Cleveland and Beyond with Andy Billman and Jared Watson, brought to you by Evergreen Podcasts.
And we are live on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter. He's Andy Billman. I'm Jared Watson. And this podcast is brought to you by Waiting for Next Year. Check them out. Original Cleveland sports reporting at waitingfornextyear.com. You can also check us out at Evergreen Podcast. Very soon, we'll be a part of that organization. So here we are, folks. 72 hours of football that will have most of us gripped with New Year's Day, the Sugar Bowl, Ohio State versus Clemson. Can Coach Day get Ohio State over the hump and finally knock off the Tigers and Dabo Sweeney and all the shit talking? We'll discuss that, and we'll discuss it at greater length regarding why didn't ESPN bring any of this stuff up with him today. I don't know. We'll talk about it. What else are we going to jump into? Andy's going to explain if there's any chance for the Irish against the Tide. Any hope, Andy?
I have a long explanation. No.
And we start where we always do, though, with our Cleveland Browns, as they are back in running, up and running today on Friday, the first day of 2021. Happy New Year, you beautiful bastards. Happy New Year. Some of you wonderful women out there who listen to the show as well. Facility is open. They're practicing. Thank God. Hallelujah. Holy shit. Where's the Tylenol? That's the third time I've used that line from Christmas Vacation in the past four or so episodes. Hey, we will bring you the latest on who's in and who's out. Let's start off, though. Winning, you're in. You're 10-5, Cleveland Browns.
Cleveland Browns.
Happy dehydration day, everybody.
Lots of hydration.
I mean, it is just, we're all dehydrated. So let's all take some water.
Pee already again, and I just went. So anyway, we'll deal with that.
TMI. It's all right. It's all good, buddy. It's all good.
I mean, it's all good.
Okay, well, happy New Year, everybody. Very excited about the football today. Let's jump right into the Browns, though. We're going to get into college football, too. We're going to have a hard out as soon as Notre Dame, Alabama kicks. I got my Notre Dame gear on, even though I know they're going to lose. We're going to go right to that game. Then we'll be back on tonight at the official Cleveland Sports Channel on Instagram. We will be doing post-game Buckeyes Tigers, and I'll probably drop in some Notre Dame. And hell, if Notre Dame wins, we'll do a whole lot of Notre Dame.
At official Cleveland Sports.
All right. Right there. To the Browns, I think this is short and sweet. This was going to go many different directions, and then yesterday I think it finally turned to this direction. It's been grinding as fans. Let's all have a moment here and have some sobriety feelings. It was hard. Yesterday was hard. When you start hearing about COVID in the building, it really brings you down. And then when you hear Denzel Ward's out, it brings you more down.
Yeah, I
think the sober reality of this season has been we've loved this season. We've enjoyed the Browns. Since Saturday of last week before the Jets game, COVID has kind of ruined the Browns season. It's really, really, really sour.
It's like old Browns. It's brought a lot of the old Browns feeling back in.
Right? It has. COVID's winning. It really has. But what's all today, the big thing, the task is, this has been a great year. It has been a seven-day stretch. Today is the first day it felt a little bit back to normal. And it was good to see. The Browns are still heavy favorites. This is still a very good team. Mm-hmm. And the big thing I want to project today here is we got this as Browns fans. It's been hell. But it's also okay to admit, yesterday to end 2020 was a fucking awful day for Browns fans. You and I both including everyone. It's hard when you keep reading about COVID stuff. It's grinding and it brings you down. All that to be said, I love it. I'm going to trust my partner and get his thoughts first. Great move by putting Myles Garrett as captain, just announced an hour ago by Stefanski. Love that move. Myles Garrett, for obvious reasons, that is the move to go, and I love that to start off the game.
I'm going to roll with that. I'm going to pull in Hipster Tito off of Periscope and Twitter. He says, some season is better than no season.
That's right. Good
five
point.
And 10 season.
Happy New Year,
Hipster. Happy New Year, Hipster Tito. We appreciate it. You're right. Thank God they have been able to get to this point. We knew that this was possible. We knew that outbreaks would happen. And it just so happened that it happened at the worst time that it could have ever possibly happened for the Browns.
Yep.
But they have done what they needed to do to this point to still have themselves in a position to be in the playoffs. The Browns took care of business and won 10 games and got us to this point so that instead of worrying about, oh, well, you know what? I get great try. We did our best, blah, 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 blah. No, they handled business. They got to this point, and now we've got the struggles. You've got the coach that if you were going to have these struggles, let's just say this, Andy, over the past 20 years of any coach that has handled the Cleveland Browns, any of them, even whether you're talking about the Kelly Holcomb days and when we finally, you know, did it, or any other time in those 20 years, is there any other coach you would rather have in this COVID era? None in the history of the Cleveland Browns, even. I would say that it's very difficult to say that there's anyone who would have handled this any better than Kevin Stefanski has. Now, we are in this position. We know that we win and we're in. And I know that Kevin Stefanski says that we are not naming Myles Garrett as the team captain this week because of the Mason Rudolph issue, or as a dig at the Steelers, or whatever he's saying. But I'm telling you right now, here's my theory on this. Yes and no. It's funny. It's a great way. Listen, this is how a coach gets under people's skin, much in a much better way than wearing the Pittsburgh Started It t-shirt, which is what Freddie did, right?
Yeah.
One is subliminal. One is meant to be, you know, a quiet dig. And one is just obnoxious.
Something out of a sitcom.
I love them both, but I understand that the way that Kevin has done this, it is very much more of a GFY situation than anything else. The other issue with this is Myles Garrett needs this. Myles Garrett needs to be the captain for this game because it is a recognition of the changes he has made, of the work that he has put in, and of the talent that he is on the field, and what it is going to take. Like, what better game for him to be the captain? What better game? Right here. Win and you're in. So I think it's more about Miles, I think, than it is against the Steelers, right?
Yes, but there's that tentacle. I think it has many tentacles here.
It's got
there's a lot of Mason Rudolph revenge. I don't care what coach says. That plays a part. You know why he had to announce it? Because he knew he had to get it out there just to put the spin on there. Because look, we're not stupid. Look, don't underestimate the obvious. There's an obvious. Jared's right on the overall tone. He's been hurt with COVID. We all know that. Hopefully he's doing well.
He's probably close to 100% now. Close.
Whatever, Jared, whatever. He's got to play well. Folks, he's got to play well.
Put the pressure
on
him.
He's got to put on a Superman cape, and he's got to do stuff.
No Denzel Ward.
He's got to play like Superman, okay? Like, we're there. Yeah. The offense is going to be ready to rock and roll. But let's just say this again. This defense is thin. We all know it. Carl Joseph is a maybe. Let's get to the official list. Here's where everybody's
I'm just laughing at EJ's comment. EJ on Facebook. Does Myles Garrett wear a Twisted Tea t-shirt during warm-ups? No, he's not going to, but well played. No. Anyway, if you've seen the Twisted Tea video, you know.
I have no idea what that is. No. I have no idea. Right. Happy birthday, EJ, by the way. Let's hope
the Buckeyes
bring you a victory. Goodson out, Sendejo out, Bryant out, Smith out, Ward out, Landry, Higgins, Hodge, Peoples-Jones, Phillips, Teller, and Wills all projected to play. Harrison projected to play. The only guy who's still on the COVID list who is not ruled out, according to reports, is Carl Joseph. Joseph may return on Sunday because it sounds like it's a close contact thing. This game, to me, there's no X's and O's. It's all about fucking pride.
Yeah.
This game in this season, when we talk about in April, is going to be much different in this game in this season on Sunday night and Monday morning. The Browns have to win this game. They have to. They have to win this game. Yeah. If they lose this game, it is going to be a sad sack performance on all of our platforms. It is not going to be happy. It's going to be low hanging. You have to win this game. Have to. And that is why Myles Garrett's being made captain, because they understand the pressure. And that's why Baker Mayfield did what he did in his press conference. And that's why Van Pelt's reporting that Mayfield was perfect. They all get it. Baker understood it as soon as the Jet game ended in that first press conference after the game.
Yeah.
Baker got it from step one. Yeah. Like, oh, fuck. Yeah. I've got to win this next game.
Yeah.
Got to win this next game.
It's the first time this season that I feel like the Browns, and part of it is because they're talking about this and treating it as if it's a playoff game, right?
It is a playoff
game. Baker's already said it. This is a playoff game, which very much reminds us of that early 2000s run where we played the Steelers to get in. You know, that one game Was that a wild card or was that to get in? Well, either way.
No, Falcons. The Falcons game was run William.
The Falcon won William. Yeah.
And then the next week they played in Pittsburgh, and I don't remember what happened. It was a disaster. I was working at ESPN, and it was.
It was like 500 yards of passing and a loss. It was awful.
The Browns should have won a game. And
I got kicked out. I got kicked out of a very well-known bar in Youngstown that was on that renovation, the bar renovation show. So that's what happened that day for me, at least. So anyway, we're not in that position this year, though. The Steelers are sitting everybody. The Steelers are sitting. You're talking about
Roethlisberger,
TJ Watt,
Hayward.
I mean, are they going to sit Claypool and Juju? Are they going to sit any of their wide receivers?
They will eventually.
Well, see, here's the issue then, because we're talking about a Browns team that might they're likely. I know that they're probably going to have to throw the ball a decent amount. I think they're going to throw the ball a decent amount. I feel like that's really just what they're going to do, even though they probably should run the ball a little more. That said, with this secondary. With Sendejo out, which I don't know whether that's a plus or a minus either way, with Ward out and with your linebackers really busted up, are the Steelers going to just be throwing the ball and trying to see what happens? I mean, this is one of those games that I know the Browns are almost a 9 or a 10 point favorite at this point, but it feels wonky. It feels wonky. It feels almost like that Jets game in a weird way. And that makes me a little bit nervous. But in my heart of hearts, and what I believe should happen, is that the Browns should win by 2 or 3 touchdowns. I just know how these games, I've seen too many of them, Andy. I don't know that they're going to win by 2 or 3 touchdowns. It might get weird. It might get weird.
Manny Blasdell, Happy New Year. There's a Browns bar. I'll be in Charlotte Sunday for the game. They're playing off
Be careful, wear your mask.
Exactly. Happy New Year. We are to the hipster Tito. Then we got one more, and I'll get to the follow-up here. Analytics equals shenanigans.
Oh, love that. Say it again. You're going to get pistol whipped.
Manny Blasdale, I'm going to talk to you about your plus 280 for the Ohio State game later. Let's go back to this game, though. Yes. I'm seeing your comment, Manny. I'm holding it on.
Saving it. Yeah, I think Tito made me too.
But. Yeah. Well, here, look, for this game, this is history. This is a rivalry game. This is more than 1-0. This, again, if this were the Pats or the Chiefs or the Titans, the juice would be less. And let's all sit around the reality circle. Reality circle. Mm-hmm. It's the Steelers. We need to win this game, okay? Yeah. We are tired of losing to the Steelers in these spots. Yeah. 6 wins since 99. Mm-hmm. I'm tired of it. I will say it. I'm an alcoholic Browns fan, and I'm tired of losing to the Steelers. Mm-hmm. I can't do this again. Can't. I can't send the offseason where we sit there like, well, we had a pretty good year and we think we found our coach. But we lost to the Steelers twice and we lost to the Steelers in a game where they played all their backups to get in the playoffs. But everything's okay. No, it's not. Got to win this game.
Have to.
Got to win this game.
Have to.
If you have to do 3 fake punts, do it. If you have to have Parkey kick 50-yard field goal, do it. I don't care. Look, if in a normal game, what would I say? Run with Chubb and Hunt. Get back into a flow with your passing game because you need that anyways. Get Landry involved early. Get these things humming early because you're going to need to score points. Get the feeling the Steelers are going to score points because of what's going on in their defense, even with backups. Yeah. That just said, I agree with Jared. As the game goes on, it should feel like a preseason game.
Should.
The Steelers will start checking out.
Should be like that Giants game.
There is everything mustard on this ball for the Browns. And what I mean by that is like, do you really think with a team that's had a COVID outbreak, the Steelers are really fired up to play the Browns? I don't think so. It doesn't feel that way. And by the way, that's good for us. Don't let them be fired up. Right. That's why I applaud Stefanski for doing what he did today, because this is the first signal that he's getting the rivalry. Myles Garrett should be the captain of this game. Yep. He cannot allow this. Myles Garrett cannot allow this loss on his head. He has got to win this game. This team has got to win this game. This is city pride. It's time. I know this has been a tough week. It has been a lot of unfair things. The Dolphins are going through it. They lost Fitzpatrick. There's other teams going through it too. It's not been a good week for other teams. It's not just Cleveland Browns. It's time to win the game. The chips are up against it a little bit, but time to get together. Time to rub your Paul Horn, put your Paul Brown hat on. Go inside and put on Marty Schottenheimer glasses. Get inside and, you know, get that old jacket that Carson and Schottenheimer used to wear. Put them on. Rub your Bernie player's sideline doll. whatever it takes.
Resurrect every last bit of this Cleveland Browns this game. Amazing history.
Yes, it is time. It is not about, it's not even so much about X's and O's. The Steelers are playing a bunch of backups.
The so beat the fuck out of them.
The status in this game mean nothing. Jared just said it. Beat the piss out of them. Humiliate them. I don't care if they play them next week. Who cares? Win today.
Win
this
today.
This is not one of those, like, there is, in most of our podcasts, there's a range of gray. There isn't this week. You win, everything's fine, we move on. If you lose, everything's awful, everything blows up. It's vomiting bad.
If you lose, you open the door for every one of those negative son of a bitches.
And they have a seat at the
there
table
and whine all fucking year, even though this is a 10-win team. You open the door and they have every right to sit there and say, "See, I told you so." Yeah. Same old fucking Browns. Can't get it done. Even after a season like this, they still find a way to blow it. They can't fucking get into the playoffs. They can't fucking listen. You will shut everyone the fuck up if you win this game. You win, you're in. That's it. Even if they lose and they get in, that feels
wonky.
It just feels wonky.
Leave no doubt.
I said it from the beginning. And Andy, I've talked about this even prior to coming into this game for probably the past month. I said it. How many times did I say it? How good would it be to beat Pittsburgh and get in the playoffs and then beat them again and knock them the fuck
out? Well, it's in play now.
Here it fucking is. You wanted your chance. You beat Pittsburgh tomorrow. And then you possibly play them again in the first round and you beat the fuck out of them again. Why the fuck not? Why not? Just get in, though. Just get in. Because even if they did lose in the first round against Pittsburgh, guess what? It's like Major League. It's like the movie Major League. The whole movie was about getting in, right? You got in at the end and everyone was happy and you broke the curse. That will be exactly what this is for this Browns team. You have proven in the first season of Kevin Stefanski's tenure that you are worth it, that you are worthy, that you are a team to be reckoned with, that Cleveland is back on the map as Northeast Ohio is one of the greatest places in the entire world for American football, and you are putting your foot down and claiming it once again. Stake that flag right there. Bing. Just like Baker Mayfield at the 50-yard line with the OU flag. That's I don't give a shit. Let's go.
That's true.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's get it done.
As EJ said, there's only one thing left to do. Win the game.
Win the whole fucking thing. Well, there's that.
But you got to win the whole fucking thing, but win the game.
Hang on. I got a guy on the other line about some white walls.
I'll call you later. Oh, I don't know. We should all watch Major League tomorrow. There's nothing to do tomorrow anyways. It's a dead day. Who's starting in place of Ward? It's going to be Mitchell. It's going to be Johnson. Those are your two guys. Bing, bing. And then it's going to be Redwine.
Makes you nervous as fuck.
Folks, it doesn't matter anymore. You're right. I mean, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Win the game. I don't fucking care.
I don't want to say. Yeah.
Win the game.
And by the way, I don't think Denzel Ward – I'm in the world learning about this stuff. I don't think Denzel Ward's going to be back for the playoff game.
Denzel will not be back for the playoff game.
I know they're saying there's a door open there, but I
– Only because of the day that he tested positive does he have the window to get back. But we all know that this COVID shit, there is no guarantees. So stop.
Georgia just made a 50-plus yard field goal to take the lead over Cincinnati with 2 seconds left. Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. I thought Cincinnati was better than Ohio State.
God.
We'll get into that.
Oh, my God. What a terrible
loss. Oh, wait a minute. Manny's asking, wasn't Johnson a first-rounder when he was with the Texans? Yeah, but that's why he's not with the Texans anymore.
Mitchell and Johnson are average. I'm not saying they're bad. I've seen bad stuff.
It's a bummer. It's a bummer, Manny.
It's a big loss. Look, it's a big loss. Look, it's okay. We got to get over it.
Yeah, I mean, you lost a Pro Bowler and you got
that. I don't know what to say. It's a big loss. Like, I'm not even sure, Coda.
Well, let's remind everybody, last year, Mason Rudolph threw 4 interceptions. Well, the Browns secondary is due. They had a couple of them that they dropped against the Jets.
The Steelers,
they're due for a couple hundred.
The Steelers are last in running, okay? And they just took out.
Snell going to come out and run all over the place? He might. He might.
I'll be honest with you.
I know. You don't fucking know. I know.
I will literally lose my mind.
Listen, Browns need to win by three touchdowns.
Oh, all right. All right. Is there anything else you want to break down this game?
I have nothing I want to break down in this game. Thank God no one else has COVID. Win this fucking game, get in the playoffs, and then if that happens, Andy and I will do a full fucking analysis on everything. Browns. By the way, all the F-bombs are coming courtesy of the fact that I am still feeling a little, you know how, after New Year's Eve. And had a couple of mudslides at my dad's house, and I'm going to go have a few more as I watch Notre Dame beat the living piss out of Alabama. So that's why I'm a little frisky right now. I'm just letting you know.
Everybody on ESPN thinks Irish are going to cover. Love Notre Dame.
Everyone on ESPN apparently doesn't give a shit about Dabo Sweeney and allows him to say
I was talking to a big college football guy, and he and I were talking, and he goes, Billman, do I have to break it to you? I'm like, oh, Notre Dame's going to get their ass kicked. I'm so wrong.
So do you want to transition then? Are we done with the Browns? Do you want to roll into
Browns
these games?
34, Steelers 10. I think it's going to be close, and I think something weird good will happen where Mayfield breaks it open. I think by the fourth quarter, we'll all put our feet up. I really do.
I think the Browns put up 40-plus tomorrow.
Oh, my God, that'd be great.
I think the Browns put up 40-plus, and I think the Steelers get up into the 20s only because of garbage time. So I'm going to go ahead and say it's 42-21 Browns.
Yep. Last thought on this game, this transition to college football. This is a must. The Browns are up against it. You have a chance, though. This win, and here's the positive.
Yeah.
It will heal, and it'll make every – it will heal. Also, the season of accomplishments is good, meaning if you lose, it's okay. Because of everything that's going on, we all, as Browns fans, I'll speak for most of us, it's okay now. If you lose in the first round of playoffs, hell, it's been – what a shit show. We got in. We get into the dance. It's okay. It's okay. My expectations have really come down.
For me personally, Andy, I will say this, that as much as I am already mentally prepared for the hate from Cleveland fans that will come out if they lose this game, I will tell you wholeheartedly and in all honesty and how I feel inside is this. This team has won 10 games this season as Andy throws a cap on the floor. Because he's slugging.
I accidentally did not twist it on properly because I'm very tired.
I really feel that even those who feel like it's still same old Browns, it's not same old Browns. Stefanski will actually be here coaching after the next 3 or 4 years. Stefanski is here for the long haul. They will sign Baker long term. They will find ways to work the money and keep some of these guys here. They will improve. I'm telling you right now, this Browns regime, this Browns team is going to be worth your time and worth rooting for the next 5 years, at least. So hang in there and we'll get through it. But I will also say this. I don't think they're going to fucking lose. I think they're going to win. I think it will be a clean win. And then we will get ready to play the Steelers once again, possibly. If we play the Bills, well, then, you know, we play the Bills. We'll see.
I'm actually not all the way there with Jared. Win the game, okay?
I win understand. The game. Look, and that's what I'm saying. I'm not dismissing that. Win the game.
Win the game.
But if you don't, I personally am where I know I am so focused on this team for the next 5 years in the long term that I know that we're good. I know we're taken care of. I sleep comfortably at night recognizing that we have a good team for the long haul. That's where I'm at.
I want to get to one more Browns point. They have to sign Chubb. Yes, they do. His rookie contract is out, and they actually have to re-up with him. You're right. Yep. They have to make an extension, or they have to re-up with him. They're probably going to have to re-up with him. Mm-hmm. But that's up to lawyers and everything else. And honestly, the Chubb deal, they're going to obviously extend him or do whatever they have to do. Yep. But that deal
– and they're going to keep getting Hunt for a value, I think.
Well, he's already signed, so he's locked.
Well, how long is he through? Oh, he's through 2023, right?
So they're good. The running back, honestly, everything behind center should be locked with Baker, Chubb, and Hunt. Now, here's the other great thing about this. The Browns win on Sunday. Mm-hmm. The pressure will reverse. If they play the Steelers, there's a chance they could play the Bills. There's a very remote chance that AFC South champion. But let's just stick with the Bills and Steelers. If they do happen to play the Steelers, the pressure will reverse. And what I mean by that is, the Steelers have to win in the playoffs because it's Big Ben's last run. Right. You know they're coming back, but you don't know how many more times.
Yeah, Ben's already talking about playing again next year. We know
that. No, but that's the side. This is their best chance to get back to the promised land. So they have to win that game. So the pressure will reverse. That's the good news. Now,
and I got to be honest, that game he played against the Colts might have been his last big hurrah oomph like moment.
I'm not going to say that.
I think it is.
I've said that too many. Nope. I don't know.
Fuck. That well, eventually we're going to be right.
Notre Dame is plus 1,200. So let's do the quick Notre Dame as the tide comes on the field.
Let's do it.
Okay, here's one possibility other than a meteoroid hitting Dallas today.
Yeah.
So let's say the meteoroid doesn't hit, which they're about to kick off, so that's not happening. Okay, all jokes aside. A lot of people said this today. Notre Dame has to control the clock. Notre Dame has to do things to keep the Alabama offense off the field. For people who have not watched Alabama, it's actually not defense. It's all offense. Their offense is outstanding. They have guys who literally come on the field, and you don't need to watch Alabama one play, and you're like, that Smith guy's really good. The running back's excellent. Like, they have – Jones can throw the ball. Like, they have players. I mean, just can flip the ball. Alabama's defense is vulnerable. They'll give up points. That's not the problem here. The question is for Notre Dame, can they keep it under 30? If Notre Dame keeps it under 30 and Notre Dame scores 40, they win the game. That's the only way they can win it. They have to manipulate the clock. They have to milk the clock. Brian Kelly today was on earlier ESPN. He spoke nothing of wanting to do that. Notre Dame has never done that under Kelly. That's why they don't have a chance of winning. They have to milk the clock in this game. They have to keep Alabama off the field. Brian Kelly does not do that, does not want to do that, and kind of made that vocally sound today, earlier today, with the sound of the guys.
Wow.
Maybe he's bluffing. I don't know. I've seen enough Brian Kelly tell you he's not going to do it. He doesn't.
You know what that
fuck.
Is? And we've talked about this too, Andy. That's ego.
Yes. Oh, Jared.
I hate that.
It drives me crazy as a Notre Dame fan. Because Kelly is a good coach. He's the enigma of a big time program.
Yourself. What you want to do is do what you need to do to win, not do what you want to do to win.
I agree.
Do what you
Jared,
have to do to win.
Jared, I agree.
No fucking sense to me.
I really hope Book comes up with a special performance. I do think they'll bounce back. I've just watched a lot of Alabama. They are so, so, so good.
Yeah.
Notre Dame does have good defense. I think they'll be able to do things. Florida's awful. Here's the other hope. Okay, I got one more line of hope. The SEC Florida performance was really bad against Oklahoma. Now, they didn't care, but they got trucked. I mean, they got trucked.
Right.
The SEC is the best conference. Sure, you can make that argument. Is it by far and away an elite conference this year? No. Auburn is, I believe, still losing to Northwestern. And like I said, Florida just got trucked. And it took a 53-yard field goal for Georgia to beat Cincinnati. So the SEC is not the mighty SEC as it has been in the past. So
well, Cincinnati's better than Ohio State. So
according to Dabo Sweeney, yes. So that's my other chance of hope. But I Saban, the couple weeks, I just don't see it. I just don't. I hope I'm wrong. I really, really do.
Well,
I'm
very down on this game. This is, I mean, how often are you down on a game like this? Not that
never, Jared.
Right? Now, I will say this. Back in 2014? I knew Notre Dame was going to get wiped. There were a lot of people that didn't, but I did.
By the way, see, that was my Homer Domer hat. Like, this is the third year for Brian Kelly. We've had a good year.
I remember when that game started, and I was living in Vegas at the time when I was with the Air Force Thunderbirds, and driving past Sam's Town on the east side and listening to that game, cruising in my Camaro, by the way. It's beautiful. The sun was going down a little bit. It was nice. And listening to that game and just going, wow, this is brutal. It's brutal. And it was brutal. I'm hoping though, Andy, I'm hoping that there's some fight there.
There will be. No, I don't think that. But again, I've seen this.
Yeah.
Brian Kelly teams, when they smell a loss, check out.
I know. We've talked about it.
I mean, they check. And that's why people today, it's like, well, I think Notre Dame today, it's like, I can't. I'm done guaranteeing that. I'm done. Notre Dame could lose by 40 today. Easy. I would not blink. They are plus 1,200, Manny. That's actually a great bet. Tempting bet to put 100 down to win 1,200, and you're giving your money away. Yeah. There's no chance. That's the Irish. I hope I'm wrong. If for people who haven't seen Alabama play, I will say they're very talented. They are excellent. They're fun team to watch. They're very, very, very good on offense.
So not the standard Alabama defense. We've got like 10, 15 minutes till kickoff for this Notre Dame and Alabama game. Let's roll into Ohio State Clemson. I will say this. Clemson is the monkey on the back of Ohio State. And yes, that monkey is choking the shit out of Ryan Day because Dabo Swinney will not stop talking stupid shit. And then he's not held to task over it on ESPN Game Day for some odd reason, because they're just what, afraid to talk to him about all of his trash talking? Like, what the fuck is ESPN ignoring that for? Do you know?
Weird interview.
Come on, it's your guys.
It's like we're not going to talk about what he's been doing all year. I mean, we're not going to get any of this. We're not going to talk.
You're not going to talk about the elephant in the room that Dabo Swinney said Ohio State is the 11th or 12th best team.
We're not going to touch that
because they didn't play enough games. By the way, not because of the talent on the field, but because they didn't play enough games. Dabo, what a phony! He's a phony piece. He's such a. And, I can't. Oh, he's obnoxious. He's worse than Harbaugh in my mind right now. And Harbaugh is pretty obnoxious.
Dabo Swinney reminds me of when I was a Notre Dame fan and cheering against Jimmy Johnson in Miami.
Well,
very similar. Very similar.
I have a little bit more respect for Jimmy Johnson, but yes. Although I shouldn't, if I remember looking back at some of those, the criminals versus the Catholics.
I remember the convicts. A tastefully done t-shirt.
No, okay. Not at all. It's very kind of cringy looking back.
Here's the deal.
Coach Meyer, 0-2 against Clemson. I'll never forget being hung over on New Year's Eve because I drank too much the night prior. That's another funny story. In Charlottesville with my wife, dressed up nice to the nines, nice big long black coat. Awesome, beautiful undershirt, white with a vest over top and a red bow tie and my Buckeyes hat on backwards, eating a bison burger and pouring out of those taps where you pay by the ounce. It was one of those, like, there's a million beers in there. I could barely finish one beer. I was still so hungover by 10 o'clock, whenever that game started, 8 o'clock. And they got their asses kicked.
It was quick. Game was over by
half. Game was just over. Didn't score a point. Made me sick.
It was embarrassing. That was an embarrassing loss for Meyer. That was bad.
So here we are today, after playing a close one and losing it, here we are. I still personally am in the same boat with you, Andy. I don't think Ohio State has it to win this year. I just don't. I don't because of the way that their defense has played over the season, and I don't because I have not seen Justin Fields overcome some of the issues that he's had throughout the season. There are times where he is as accurate as he could possibly be. And then there are times where you just don't know what the fuck he was thinking. And it's not always on him, but it can be on him. And it has been on him in certain situations. The team is good enough that they have won and they've gotten themselves to this point. And then you talk about the running game. I expected a lot more out of Master Teague this season. And I just didn't get what I wanted. Their running game didn't suck like some people in Columbus think.
That was the most bizarre article. They had a good rushing season.
You're so used to the J.K. Dobbins and the Ezekiel Elliott and the like and the Eddie George and that, like, what do you like that? It's spoiled Buckeyes.
But they can run the ball from day one.
Very spoiled. But I will say this. Trey Sermon. I will say that in this game tonight, Trey Sermon might be the difference maker of whether the Buckeyes win this game or not. I'm going to put it on Trey Sermon tonight. I'm going to put it on Fields protecting the ball and Sermon balling out. Because Olave's back. And we saw what happens when Olave's not out. Wilson is not getting
over. By the way, that was eye-opening. I love Wilson. That was eye-opening.
Yeah,
that
was Wilson eye-opening. Was great. But Wilson was because of Olave.
Wilson's great with Olave. I'll say it. Wilson's great with Olave.
Thank you. So can the Buckeyes win tonight? The Buckeyes can win. Do I think they're going to win? Prove it. Prove it. Okay. It just like the Brown Steelers, prove it. It's a prove it game. Prove it. And they really need to, because long term, losing this game is not going to be good for the Buckeyes.
I agree. Not after the talking that has built up
to this game. It is going to be bad for the Buckeyes.
It's gonna be long lasting. It's gonna hurt in recruiting. Mm-hmm. It's gonna hurt in other things. And it is long developing here. This is a big game. Yeah. Clemson can lose this game and thing. I know they'll be hurt and I know they'll be upset. Life will move on. Ohio State, this is gonna be a tough pill. Here's why this game's tough and why it makes it fascinating. It's hard to get a read on Ohio State. Clemson, after watching that last game, switches back on. Everything's back to normal. Here are the keys. Here are the keys to this game for Ohio State. My partner hit on one of them, so I'm going to touch upon it again. Justin Fields has to play better. Duh. Okay, we just have to say it. Justin Fields has to play better.
Yep.
He shit the bed against Northwestern. Frankly, he did not play well against Indiana.
Nope.
He's got to play better. That's number one. Two.
Looked like he regressed.
I thought Northwestern was an outlier. I'll throw that game away because that game was a mess to begin with because of all the COVID issues.
Not that one. The Indiana game, I thought he looked like.
The Indiana game was different. That was not an outlier. He struggled. And as the game went on, I actually thought Penix outplayed Fields. I did.
Held on to the ball too long, a lot.
Yeah. By the way, Indiana's going to be good for a while, which is annoying as a Purdue fan, but Indiana's going to be good for a while. That coach is a Newcastle boy. Oh, God, they're going to be good for a while.
It's so weird hearing Newcastle, though, living in Youngstown, because Newcastle for me.
I know. There's a lot of Newcastle in the Midwest.
Yeah, it's Newcastle, like, Pennsylvania. That whole town burned down one time.
It's like the town of Bristol in the Northeast. There's so many Bristols in every state that it's unbelievable. Go Irish, Isaac. I gave the keys to the game. Other than a meteor hitting Dallas, here's the other key of the game. Keep Bama off the field. Keep Jones from hitting deep passes. And just keep the Irish believing in themselves. They played against Georgia tough. They can hang with Alabama. Yeah. The only thing that worries me in this game, again, is the Irish get down, they start mentally checking out. Oh, well. Anyways,
Isaac Mulahan tuning in on Facebook. Thanks for watching, brother.
Thanks, bro. Isaac, you're the man. Happy New Year. Back to the Buckeyes, though. That's key number one. Here's the other key in this game. Keeping Trevor Lawrence in a box. If you keep Trevor Lawrence from throwing, he will beat you, but it won't be as badly as it will be with his feet. Because when he gets out in motion, it gets ATN going and everything goes downhill. Now, Ohio State has been very hard to read on defense. And what I mean by that, it's like they have athletes, but they have not looked sharp. They had some moments against Penn State where they didn't look good. They had some really poor moments against Indiana where they didn't look good. Oh. And they had some moments against Northwestern. But then they made plays in the end zone where they stopped Northwestern from getting and keeping that game.
First half of the first game of the season, they look like shit too. So.
Yeah. I'll just keep it here with the Buckeyes. They have the athletes. Sean Wade, this means a lot to him. He got kicked out of last year's game. They made that a big deal down ESPN. And that is a huge deal in this game. Here's the other thing, though, too. Sermon came here as a graduate assistant. As a graduate transfer. So this is his last game in college. This game means a lot to him. Fields needs this game. Rely on that stuff. Olave has not played. This is probably his last game. I believe he's a junior, right? So, I mean, you got to double check that, but I believe he's a junior. So I don't think Olave's
going to come back. Yeah, no. Wilson's a sophomore. Olave's a junior. I'm almost positive.
I know Wilson's coming back. But I just think in this game, there's a lot of juice. But again, I've been saying this all week, so I'll hit it one more time. Jared already hit it. This is a big game for Ohio State. This is everything on the line. Dabo has rubbed Ohio State's name all over the carpet this week. He has made a point to really stick him hard.
Just talking.
Really stick that program hard. And Clemson's a big historical program too.
Yeah, Olave Jr., he'll be entering the draft.
Yeah, he's gonna be gone. So, like, look, here's the thing in this game. Ohio State, unlike Notre Dame, has proven with athletes, they only lost that game by 6 points. Olave just ran the wrong way in that last play. He thought he was helping out his quarterback. There's a lot of revenge in this game. I would love to take Ohio State in this game. I think the difference in this game is Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence will keep it on his feet. He'll make enough plays and just do enough at the end of the day to make it. I know, Isaac, that the offensive coordinator for Clemson is out.
I know. Thanks, Isaac.
I don't think that's going to matter.
I don't think that matters. I don't think it matters. No, the system they run, that's what they run.
Even though Dabo is not likable, Dabo is a very good head coach. And he'll have this.
Andy, all right. So my call on the game, I think if Ohio State wins, it's by one or two, and it's late. I think if Clemson wins, it's by two touchdowns.
I would actually say the line is perfect. I think it's going to be 31-27 Clemson. Heartbreaker for the Bucks. I think Ohio State's going to come out fired up. I really do.
I mean, they're going to have to play a complete game, and we haven't seen one out of them. Just like we talked about this with the Browns. We haven't seen a complete game out of the Buckeyes this season. And I just,
If Trevor Lawrence is there,
and I'm never this negative about the Buckeyes, but I'm almost as negative as I was 2 years ago when they had the worst linebacking core that I have ever seen on a Buckeyes team ever in the history of the Buckeyes. That's how I'm feeling about this one. I'm almost as confident as I was 2 years ago that I am right now that not a chance.
Before we get to a bunch of Isaac comments.
Kevin Atkins, though. Oh, wait, brother.
I want to help you. I want to help you, too. Happy New Year, Kevin.
Happy New Year, brother.
Manny Blasdale. Need the tie to win for my parlay in OSU. Boy, that's an interesting parlay. I could see that. I think the tide's going to cover.
Hey, Drew Salt, don't watch the watch party video. Andy, yeah, we got to figure that out because we already have the video up, and then Andy shares another video, and it's the watch party.
Yeah, it's just so, to get more viewers. The only thing
poor
Andy,
poor Andy's commenting by himself, though. It's not popping up in our feed.
No, come over.
Drew Salt commented on the watch party. Bama, very similar to the Chiefs. Offense very good, but have a defense. But they have a defense who allows points and kind of has a weakness. Yeah, well, actually, the Browns are kind of like that on and off too. But yes, very much more like the Chiefs.
I just said that too. Bama's defense is not vintage Bama, but they score like the Chiefs do. That's a very good example. Yeah. Isaac, again, we can hang with Alabama. We hang with Clemson when we stopped them at the ATN at home. He's talking about the South Bend game.
Yeah.
Isaac, I agree with you. I will warn you. Alabama hits big, and Notre Dame does give up big plays.
Different level.
It's a different. I'm telling you, I'm with Jared on this. Isaac, they have Notre Dame has the athletes, and they actually have the inside. What I mean by that is the meat in the lines now. It's changed. Like even Saban said that. I agree, but the speed is so unique this year in Alabama. It's scary.
As a Buckeyes fan too, Andy, I got to tell you right now that if Ohio State beats Clemson, that's all I care about this year. I have no hope that they would ever beat Alabama in a national championship game. If they beat Clemson this year, I'm happy. That's where I'm at, especially because we didn't play the team up north. So this is a very big game for Ohio State.
I will hold judgment because I want to see what happens in a Clemson Ohio State game. As I think Clemson or Ohio State can beat Bama, especially Clemson. Clemson can beat them.
I think Clemson's got a better shot at it. Again,
agree. I agree with you there.
Right.
Yes.
Right.
Isaac, again, it'll be close with Clemson and the Buckeyes. I can see that. I don't think it will be with
I hope so. Even a late loss for Ohio State to me still doesn't do it. Gotta fucking win. For me, this is a must-win Buckeyes game. And I still don't think they're going to do it. I'm already sad about it. This is why I'm going to go back to my dad's and drink mudslides and make him watch the game, even though he won't put the audio on. That's another weird thing. But that's
Isaac, I once a month watch Rocket Ishmael take two kicks back against Michigan in Bo's last home game than when he played the Irish. It wasn't Bo's last home game. It was his last game against the Irish, and he lost. He never lost to a team three straight times until the Irish took him out in 89. Isaac, I love the Irish, too. Yeah. I love them. Buddy, I'm going to be rooting for him hard. I don't think they're going to win, though.
I know.
Sorry. I love the Irish, though. I love Tony Rice. I met Tony Rice. Met all those guys. I love the Irish. The 88 Irish team is special, special, special place in my heart. Isaac, I would love to see them win. I'll be watching and pacing like a normal Notre Dame fan, but I just don't see it.
Hey, check us out. Facebook.com/Cleveland and Beyond. On Twitter @CLE and Beyond. We are brought to you by Waiting for Next Year. Check them out. Original Cleveland Sports Reporting at waitingfornextyear.com. Also, if you want to shoot us an email, shoot it over to andyandjared@gmail.com. Andy and Jared, JARID@gmail.com. And on Instagram tonight, what are we doing? Before the game, after the game? How are we doing this, Andy?
We're gonna go right after. I think because of the games and everything that's going on.
After the Notre Dame game and before the Ohio State game? After the Ohio State game. Oh boy. I'll be a little rough, but we're gonna do it. @OfficialClevelandSports.
I get the feeling it'd be something to talk about.
Instagram @OfficialClevelandSports. Look, that community is 150,000 wide. So get on there, Instagram @OfficialClevelandSports, and make some friends with us, because that's all we do is chat it up and talk for about an hour after these games. So tonight after the Buckeyes game, that's where we'll be @OfficialClevelandSports on Instagram. And as always, you can subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Twitter, or I'm sorry, Stitcher and all the anywhere you can find a podcast. And we are brought to you also soon, fully after this new year. I think we're coming real close. We're there. Like, we're really there. We're honestly, we've got branding. Andy and I almost fully approved the new graphic. We're ready to roll. We're a part of Evergreen Podcasts. So check them out as well. Lots of podcasts through that network. 4 million total downloads plus in 2020 for Evergreen Podcasts. Go ahead, Andy. Last comments.
Isaac, you're getting me fired up. I love you, Isaac. I was not
one of them shamrocks on Facebook.
I just haven't talked Irish with somebody all day. It's like, all right, we got this.
Look at his last name, Mulahan. He's ready to go. He's got his Guinness. Mulahan. He's got his Jameson. He's got his rosary. He's got all of it. He's ready to roll. Go Notre Dame.
Save 7 Hail Marys, right? So look, here, I like this one too. Watching on Instagram. Thank you, Isaac. Here's my last thought on the Irish and then everything else. Then all in on the Browns. Irish, Kevin Williams ran the hell out of ball when they beat Clemson. Kevin Williams needs to play well today, too. I should mention that. He did not play well in the ACC championship game. And he has not played well, frankly, since the Clemson game when they won in South Bend. So that's a big key for Ohio State, for Jared, and for everybody out there. If Justin Fields, I think that game was an outlier against Northwestern. Indiana was many moons ago. If he is the player who we saw at times, then he should perform big on a big stage.
Have to remember that Trey Sermon in this game, he's playing for an NFL contract. That's what he's going to play. He is going from a fourth or fifth round draft pick and pushed himself into the third round. He can get himself into the second or a late first with a giant game tonight.
Yes.
That's how I feel.
There's a lot of touch of gray in life, and I'm a big believer in that.
The way he's changed direction in that game against Northwestern, he looked like Nick Chubb at times, popping back and forth, being able to run. Let's see what happens. Andy, you frozen?
No. I was just reading some comments.
Oh, you made me nervous. You looked
Froze. Awkward pause. No. The Browns, there's a lot of touch of gray in life sometimes. I'm a big believer in touch of gray. I try not to be polarizing, which most people are in this country right now. I am polarized on this one. You've got to beat the Steelers. You got to. Got to.
Must win.
Must win.
Must win. Go Browns. And also after that Browns game, I don't know if we're going to wait till the evening after that game. I think Andy and I should probably jump on right after that game on Instagram.
It'll be a quick bounce pass. Yes. Because, well, anyways, we'll talk about that more later. Go Browns. Go Irish. And I can't believe I'm saying this. Go Buckeyes. Hopefully they all
I can't win. Believe I'm saying go Irish, but yeah.
It's a little weird day. But anyways, 2021, happy new year, everybody. Hopefully all those things win. Check us out tonight on Official Sports Handle.
Mississippi State and Tulsa was a wonderful way to wrap up 2020 and throw it in the garbage can.
Oh my. We will touch upon that on the Monday show after the new year.
And also cell phones and celebrating, stomping on someone's face and then running away like a little biatch. Probably not the best decision you can make if you're a college football player.
Cavs need Okoro back.
Hey, are the Indians going to waste this wonderful pitching that they have?
Oh, my God. Okay. I love you.
No, I'm going to talk to you.
I can't do this.
Notre Dame, kick it off, everybody. Take care.
I mean, seriously, is he going to talk about Shane Beaver? Is he really going to do this? Do you know I have thoughts on this and I can't elaborate? Go Irish. Come on. Win this game. Go Browns. Go Bucks.
I just got the wiener dogs all fired up. They were barking. Take care, everybody. Be safe. And hopefully you're recovering and resting well. And wear your masks and take care of one another. And thank you for tuning in. Talk again soon. Take care. Bye-bye.
Cleveland and Beyond with Andy and Jared is a part of Evergreen Podcast. You can follow them on Facebook at facebook.com/Cleveland and Beyond, on Twitter at CLE and Beyond, or shoot them an email at andyandjared@gmail.com. And don't forget to visit the website, clevelandandbeyond.net.
Hey there, and welcome to the Joy of Paddle podcast, hosted by me, Minter Dial, a veteran of the paddle tennis world, and sponsored by Paddle 1969. Whether you're a paddle tennis aficionado, just beginning or have never even heard of paddle, or padel, as it's called in North America. This is an exhilarating new show that delves into the captivating stories of notable paddle personalities worldwide. In its inaugural season, you'll be treated to exclusive anecdotes, valuable tips, life lessons, and humorous moments shared by esteemed professional paddle players, industry insiders, and passionate paddle enthusiasts. With each season aligning with the Pro Tour, you can anticipate 2 engaging episodes per month. The Joy of Paddle podcast is part of the Evergreen Podcast Network, where you can find other great shows in a number of categories, such as sports, health and wellness, true crime, and fiction. To find out more about Evergreen Podcasts, go to www.evergreenpodcast.com. Vamos!